25. Huh? Ain't growed none since the last time I counted him.
Hey, Phil. What's happening?
Hi. Ain't this a shame?
What?
Here I am working steady. It's bill paying time, and I'm almost $50 short.
Ooh, child. I'll lend you everything I got, but that would make you $80 short.
I wasn't talking about money. I just thought maybe you had a system. I'm not used to doing this. You know, James used to pay all the bills around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have a system, and the first thing I do is put aside the rent.
Oh, I'm counting on JJ for that. He's got 2 weeks back pay coming.
Out of sight. And all we gotta do is organize what you got. I put my bills into three piles, you know. 30 days overdue. Mm-hmm. 60 days overdue. And Malona Woods, honey, she don't live here no more.
Well, that ain't gonna work for me. They about to turn off my phone, too.
Well, let's look at this stuff again. Maybe we can figure something out. You know? Let's see now.
Well, that's it, Michael. I'm never, ever going anywhere with you again. Never.
Why not?
Because you embarrass me. Do you have to talk to every girl that walks by?
Well, Thumb, I'm just being polite.
Oh, you call that being polite, huh? Hey, 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 Mama. Now, what it is? You sure looking fine. So take me along, because I got the time.
Hey, well, you know, hey, what can I say? If you got the goods, it pays to advertise.
Look at him strutting like a rooster, and he can't even grow feathers.
Hey, well, look who's talking, Penny Henny herself.
All right, now, why don't you just shut up?
What? Don't be starting
with me. All right, you two, that's enough.
Look, just remember, I'm never, ever going anywhere with you again. You got that?
Oh, well, good, because I wouldn't want you along if I was really hustling. When you're fishing for trout, you don't use tuna.
I said that's enough. Come on, where's the ham I sent you for?
Ma, at $1.95 a pound, it's still in the store.
What? That's double what it was last week. How could that happen?
Maybe the pigs joined the union.
Thelma, honey, you mean there was no kind of meat you could buy with the money I gave you?
Sure, Ma, but we didn't think you had a recipe for Alpo.
Well, I guess dinner will have to be future chicken.
What's future chicken?
Eggs.
No, I have just solved your problems financially. Come on over here, everybody, take a look.
Hey,
let's see this.
You are about to get a crash course in the Bologna Woods School of Home Economics.
All right.
Now, these are your bills, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
All you got to do is put a $5 payment on each bill. That's all.
Well, that's great, Bologna. There's nothing on this one, which means they just repossessed the refrigerator.
Oh, just hold on, honey. That's the beauty of the system. Look at that. Now your refrigerator's back on and you can eat again.
On the floor? They just took the furniture.
I ain't never told nobody the system was perfect, did I?
Oh.
Well, you know, there's got to be something we can do, and I think the only thing we can do without in this house is the telephone.
Hey, maybe you can do without the telephone, but not me. None of my boyfriends can reach me.
Thelma, I seen them creatures you call your boyfriend. And you should be begging to have that phone yanked out of here.
There must be something we can do.
I don't know what.
We'll find something.
Hey, gang.
Just what we need.
That's
put
right.
It on the table.
Yeah, on the
we got
right
some
on.
Digging to do.
Right.
All right, Ma.
Come on, JJ. We got some bills to pay.
Ma.
What's the matter? Didn't they give you anything?
Oh, they gave me something, all right.
All right, what'd you get? What'd you get?
I got fired. Well, now Charlie's Roundup roast beef is Charlie's bankrupt roast beef.
Hey, man, that's too bad.
Wait a minute, Michael. Let's look on the bright side of this thing. I mean, I finally get a chance to get rid of this hat and go back to J.J. Evans, the dry look.
Well, I could have at least given you a warning so you could start looking for another job.
Yeah, I should have known when I spent the last month in that truck talking to coleslaw.
That could drive me crazy.
Yeah, especially when it starts talking back.
J.J., didn't they even give you your 2 weeks back pay?
Well, when a business folds, you don't get back pay, side pay, front pay. You get no pay.
There goes the rent.
There goes the phone.
There goes the furniture. We better set the floor for dinner.
Wait a minute now, y'all. I go to the employment agency tomorrow and get a job.
It isn't going to be that easy, JJ. You know how many people your age out of work?
Hey, Michael, That's them. This is me. You know, I will get a job.
That's the boy, JJ. Now, Flo, don't worry about it. You've been in this position 4 or 5 times, and you always pulled yourself out of it.
You mean James always pulled us out of it.
Ooh, maybe that's your answer.
What?
Why don't you do what James would do?
Yeah, but what would Daddy do if he was here right now?
Oh, that's simple. Damn!
Hey, my man, how would you like to buy a chance? JJ!
Hey, Ernie,
hey,
what's happening, man?
JJ!
What's happening, man?
How you doing?
I haven't seen you since Hoover High.
That's right. Hey, we used to sit right behind you in class.
Copied every one of your test papers.
That's why we dropped out. Hey, I still remember the time in Mrs. Gardella's biology class when you peeled off your shirt, took the place of the skeleton. Man, oh man, wasn't that funny when she pointed to the skeleton and the skeleton pointed back? And then she pointed me to the principal's office and I spent 2 months beating erasers.
Hey, but it was worth it.
Not to me. With all that chalk dust on me, I came home every day looking Caucasian.
Hey, well, it's good seeing you anyway, my man.
Yeah, you guys too. What you guys been up to since high school?
Well, we dropped out because we had a little opportunity in the oil business.
Oh, yeah? Doing what?
Ripping off gas stations.
That ain't too bright. You can never rip off as much money as the oil companies.
We found that out. Then we got, lucky. We met this certain gentleman who set us up in our own business.
Now we're into a little numbers, a little bookmaking. Hey, easy money gigs.
Oh, yeah? Then what y'all doing at the unemployment office?
Say what?
Hey, man, this is our office, too. Like, we got to go where the action goes.
I must admit, you guys look like you're doing pretty good.
Good? Come here, my man. Try this on for size.
Wow! I never knew Benjamin Franklin was on the $100 bill.
Yeah, sure. Who'd you think was on?
Aretha Franklin. Boy, if I had that kind of money, my problems would be over.
And why so down, bro? Lose your job?
Yesterday.
Hey, Ernie, we can't let no running buddy like JJ down. Not in his hour of need.
Yeah. Hey, look here, my man. Why don't you come on in with us, huh? Hey, there's plenty for everybody. How would you like to start making some, good bread?
That all depends on how hot the oven is.
I guess the man wants to spend his whole life making chump change.
Yeah. Well, if you're ever in our neighborhood, drop on by anyway, huh? Right on.
Hey. Nice seeing you.
Okay, later on, man.
All right,
hang in there.
Hey, my man, how would you like to buy this chip?
I'd like to apply for some unemployment.
Sir, we do have rules here. You just cannot butt in line. Put your card in the basket and wait your turn like everyone else.
Ho-ho. Pardon moi. Long time no see.
Full name?
James Evans Jr.
Age?
20.
Sex?
Occasionally. male.
Mr. Evan, is there any reason that you are not working full-time?
Yeah, I don't have a job.
Well, Mr. Evans, I'm looking here at your work record. You know, there are some people who are very easy to place into new jobs.
Hey, that's fantastic.
And then there are people like you.
What's wrong with me?
Oh, Mr. Evans. I'm sorry, Mr. Evans. I'm afraid we have nothing in your own line of work.
Find me something in a new line. I'm ready.
All right. I'll see what I can do here. Let me see. Can you operate an IBM 316?
I got a driver's license.
It's a computer.
I know. What else you got?
Well, let me see. Here we have an opening for an envelope machine adjustee who knows WR, WRW, and WR-K.
Consider the job still W-O-P-E-N.
Oh, he can spell. But tell me something, Mr. Evans. Do you know anything about diesel maintenance?
I do fine paintings.
Mold design.
I do great sketchings.
Die casting. Expediting. Drill press operations.
You left out brain surgery.
Oh, come on, Mr. Evans. You just know something about brain surgery,
No, but I figure since I'm out of a job, it might as well be a good one.
Mr. Evans, I am getting tired of this. You come in here with absolutely no skills at all, and you expect me to find you a job?
But I do have skills. You just got to find me a place to use them.
Mr. Evans, there is nothing that I can do for you. What you will have to do is apply for compensation.
Well, I guess I have a couple of dollars coming in. Point me to the money window.
We pay by mail, Mr. Evans. Mr. Evans, you know, you will not get it for at least 3 weeks.
3 weeks? But my family's dependent on me.
Eugene Pruitt.
But my rent's due on Friday.
Eugene Pruitt.
But you gotta do something to help me.
Eugene Pruitt.
Hold on there, lady. I hope everybody gets a job. Then you'd be out of work, and you have to stand online and deal with somebody like you.
Hey, wait, hold it. I gotta rest.
Michael, the faster we go, the better. We get $1.00.
Yeah, now let's keep moving. It's not that hard.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You the folder and you the stuffer. You haven't asked the liquor.
Think of the extra money we're making.
Yeah, we're gonna need it to retread my tongue.
Michael, we're all making sacrifices. Now, poor JJ's been pounding the streets all week looking for a job.
As soon as we finish this pile, honey, then I'll start dinner.
Won't do me no good. By then, my mouth will be glued shut.
All right, let's all shift. Everybody, move over one chair.
Hey, wait a minute. That makes me the liquor.
That's right, Thelma. So pucker up and kiss your taste buds goodbye.
Come on in. The door's open.
Hey, folks, how you doing? Bookman, what do you want? Now, is that any way to greet the head janitor? I mean, you folks forget who your friends are. Something breaks around here, and the first thing you do is call me.
And the last thing you do is fix it.
Yeah, you always wearing that tool belt, but you never fix anything. How come you wearing it?
It's to hold my pants up.
I thought your belly did that.
You know, you can't sweet talk me, Miss Evans, because it don't matter no more. You know, the next few days, you won't have old Nathan Bookman to kick around.
Ooh, you leaving?
Not exactly.
Hey, Bookman, what you got there? We getting evicted?
What?
Oh, cheer up, folks. Things ain't that bad. You got 5 whole days to come up with the money.
$120? That's almost impossible.
I know.
You really enjoy doing this, don't you, Bookman?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong, Miss Evans. Now, I mean, to you, it looks like I'm tough on the outside.
Mm-mm, to me, you look like you fat on the outside.
I'm gonna miss that kid.
Hey, Brooklyn, give us a break. I mean, I just lost my job.
So why don't you get another one? There's plenty of jobs out there.
Yeah, but there's 50 dudes lined up for each one of them.
Oh, come on, man. If you want to find a job, you can find one. I mean, they're hired right here in the projects.
Hey, Bookman, if you got a job, I'll take it.
There's a job that pays $125. All vacation holidays free, fringe benefits.
Hey, Bookman, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Oh, you should have been here yesterday. I gave it to my nephew. I'm only trying to help.
Well, if you really want to help us, why don't you do something about our front door?
Well, what's the matter with it?
You're on the wrong side of it. Get out!
I was only trying to...
Oh, where are we going to get $120?
I don't know, honey. I just don't know.
JJ, you have any luck at all today, man?
No, Michael, I answered every one ad in the paper. I got rejected more than a chitlin' at a Chinese wedding.
Well, it's not your fault. I read that the unemployment rate of blacks is over 40%.
I believe it. I was so desperate, I even went down for a male modeling job.
Whatever for?
Well, I figured Slim was in. But when I got down there, they told me Bones was out.
Try, JJ.
It's terrible out there, Thelma. I mean, there's PhDs out of work. There's always somebody with more experience than me.
Say, what about that dishwashing job?
They gave it to a lifeguard because he's used to working near water.
Don't worry, Ma. I'll see if I can pick up another paper route.
Yeah, and I already talked to Alona about working a few more hours at the boutique.
I appreciate that, kids, but we need the money now. We'll have to sell the one thing we own outright, the TV.
Hey, that's a great idea. Thelma, get Harry's Hock Shop on the phone.
Okay.
Ma, do we have to sell a TV tonight? I want to watch the Waltons.
If we don't sell it, we gonna be the Waltons. I'm just afraid we won't get much for this set.
That all depends on how the negotiations are handled.
Okay, it's ringing.
Allow me. Hello? Harry's Hock Shop? Yeah, look here, man. I got a TV. I think, oh, I say it's about 37 inches.
What? That thing isn't even 50.
Shh, salesmanship, salesmanship. Yeah, has it got color? It got colors you ain't even never seen before. And it's got that special one-button tuning.
Now, that's the truth. All the rest of the buttons fell off.
Negotiations, Ma, negotiations. Yeah, of course it's one of them fancy deluxe models. Yeah, tells you the channel, the time, and your body temperature. All right, talk to you in a little bit. Bye. Well, he'll give us $135 for that set.
Great. I wonder how much he'll give us for this set.
Probably less. But you gotta get started somewhere. Well, let me get on out of here with the thing.
Yeah! Oh, JJ.
Well, these arms are made for loving, not lifting. Give it another shot.
Hey, hey, JJ, why don't you just leave it on the stand and roll it out of here?
Good idea, Michael. Just wanted to see if you were thinking. Well, rolling on.
Goodbye, John boy.
Well, Michael, clear the table. Tell me you're coming to help me with dinner.
Okay, Ma.
Ma, you know, it sure is going to seem weird not having a TV around here anymore.
You may not believe it, but when I was your age, we didn't even have television.
Oh, really? Did you have electricity?
Yes, we did. And we had a lot of fun without the TV.
Oh, what you do after dinner? Sit around and watch the light bulbs?
No. We read, we talked, and we played games.
Oh, well, that sounds great, Ma. Just think how close we'll all be.
Oh, now I'm really gonna miss that TV.
Hey, Ma, I got mugged.
What?
I stole the TV.
Hey, Jane.
I'm fine, Ma. I'm fine.
What happened?
Some dude jumped out of the elevator, said, empty your pockets.
Well, what did you do?
I told him when I brought the pants, the pockets were empty, and nothing changed since then.
so he ran away with our TV set?
No, Michael. He rolled away.
Oh, did you get a good look at the guy?
Just his right hand.
His right hand?
Yeah, it was wrapped around a great big black gun.
What? Is that all you saw?
That's all I needed to see.
So, JJ, you just let him take our TV set?
Michael, I said the brother had a gun. Now, if the man had asked me, I would have adjusted the vertical hold.
Well, honey, the important thing is you didn't get hurt.
Second most important thing is that guy just rolled away with our rent money.
Well, I guess I better call the police.
Oh, that won't do any good, Ma. If they catch the thief, it'll take at least a month.
Yeah, we'll be evicted by then.
Well, at least we'll have a short walk from the park from now on. That's where we're gonna be living.
Lord have mercy.
It's all my fault. First I lose my job, now I blow the only chance we have to pay the rent.
JJ, don't talk like that. You're doing the best you can. We all are.
Ah, the best I can ain't good enough. Dad'll be real proud of me, wouldn't he?
Yes, I'll hold on. JJ, wait a minute, babe.
Wait a minute, I'll talk to him.
Okay, Thelma.
Hey, JJ, you can't leave now. You know I'm cooking dinner tonight and need someone here to insult me.
Oh, now, come on, Thelma. You know it's all my fault.
Oh, JJ, ever since Daddy died, you've been trying to fill his shoes.
Well, somebody's got to.
Yeah, I know, but it's just too hard for one person. The whole family has to.
Thelma, the whole family's getting thrown out in the street.
Well, maybe not. You know, when I talked to Alona, she said she could put me on full time at the boutique, and I could make a lot of money.
But, Thelma, you're going to college.
Well, I just have to drop out for a little while, that's all.
Oh, no, you won't. Then you'll never go back, and you'll be unemployable, just like me.
Look, JJ, I am an adult now, and I'm capable of making up my own mind, and I say I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it.
Did you tell Ma about this yet?
No. She'll kill me.
Yeah, not before I get to you. Look here, Thelma. You ain't dropping out of school, and that's final.
Oh, but JJ, somebody's got to do something.
Somebody's going to do something. Should have thought about this in the first place. I know where I can get the money.
You know where you can get the money? Where?
Look, baby girl, you just go back in there and don't tell Ma you're dropping out of school, you hear?
JJ, hey, what are you doing here?
I just came by to see if that job was still open.
Yeah, sure. Come on in.